Chapter 30 of the Burgess Animal Book for Children. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording by Jamie Wilkie. The Burgess Animal Book for Children by Thornton W. Burgess. Chapter 30. Some Big and Little Cat Cousins. Puma the Panther, also called Cougar and Mountain Lion, the Jaguar, the Ocelot, and the Jaguar Undu Cat, or Ara. Puma the Panther, began Old Mother Nature, is the largest member of the cat family in this country, with the exception of one which is found only in the extreme southwest. Puma is also called Mountain Lion, Cougar, and Panther. You all know how Black Pussy looks. If Black Pussy could grow to be over 8 feet long and be given a yellowish-brown coat, whitish underneath, she would look very much like Puma the Panther. Unlike Yowler the Bobcat and Tufty the Lynx, Puma has a long tail, just as such a round tail as Black Pussy has. Being so large, Puma is of great strength, and he has all the grace and quickness and movement of a true cat. As I told you yesterday, there was a time when Puma lived in the East. In fact, he was once in nearly all parts of this great country where there were forests. But as the country became settled by man, Puma was driven out, and now his home is chiefly in the great mountains of the far west. Being so big, he must have much food. Instead of depending for his living on small animals and birds, Puma hunts the large animals. He is so big and so strong that he can kill Lightfoot the deer without trouble, and there is no one Lightfoot dreads more than Puma. He is especially fond of horse flesh, and in certain sections where herds of horses are pastured, he has killed so many young horses that he has won the undying hate of man. Big as he is a coward and will run from a barking dog. When desperate with hunger, he has been known to attack man, but such occasions have been very, very rare. The fact is, he fears man and will slink away at his approach. Like the true cat that he is wonderfully soft-footed, and despite his great size, moves silently. He makes his home up among the ledges high up in the mountains. At night he goes forth to hunt. Once in a while he is seen hunting in the daytime, but not often. Sometimes he may be seen basking in the sun, high up on the ledges. He is a good climber, like most cats. He never shows himself boldly, but slinks about through the forest and among the rocks, the picture of stealth. This habit has won for him another name, that of Sneak Cat. Sometimes he sneaks up on his prey within jumping distance. Again, he lies in wait beside a path which certain animals are in the habit of using. He is capable of leaping a long distance, and when he strikes his prey, his great weight, added to the force of his spring, is almost certain to knock it down, even though it be much bigger than Puma himself. Men hunt him with dogs, for as I have already told you, he will run from a barking dog. Usually he doesn't run far before taking to a tree. The hunters follow and shoot him there. Were it not that he can be hunted in this way with dogs, he would have little more to fear from man, for he is so keen of sight and hearing, and can move so swiftly and silently, that as rarely man can surprise him. Sometimes he will follow a man just as Tufty the Lynx does, but usually for the same reason, curiosity. Despite the fact that he is a sneak and a coward, he is so big and fierce-looking that he is feared by most men. Only those who really know him do not fear him. There is one other member of the cat family in all this great land larger than Puma, and this is Jaguar, also called El Tigre. He is found only in a small part of the extreme southwest, for he really belongs in the hot country to the south of this. Not only is he the largest, but he is the handsomest of all the cat family. His coat is a beautiful deep yellow, covered with spots and rosettes of black. Beneath he is white with large black spots. He also has a fairly long tail. He is thick and heavy, and is not as long as Puma, but is stouter and heavier. He can kill horses, mules, and cattle with ease. But of course the principal part of his food consists of the wild animals about him. He is so savage in appearance that the mere sight of him always awakens fear. His method of hunting is much the same as that of the other members of the cat family. Most of his hunting is done at night. While Puma the Panther sometimes screams, Jaguar roars, and it is a very terrifying sound. All the little people and most of the big ones within hearing shiver when they hear it. Jaguar's head is large, and he is tremendously strong in the jaws. Occasionally, Jaguar is all black instead of being yellow and spotted. In this same part of the Great Southwest lives a smaller cousin named Ocelot, often called Tiger Cat. Ocelot is only a little bigger than Black Pussy, whom you all know, and in shape is very like her. He also has a lovely coat. It is yellow, not deep, rich yellow like Jaguar's, but a light yellow, thickly covered with black spots. On his cheeks and the back of his neck are black lines, and his tail is ringed with black. He likes best country where the brush is very thick and thorny, for there he can hunt in safety, with little fear of being hunted by man. Because of his smaller size, he lives chiefly on small animals, birds, and reptiles. He sometimes kills and eats big snakes. When he happens to live near man, he rubs the hen roost just as Yowler does. In all his ways, he is like the other members of the cat family. A neighbor of his in that same country is the queerest looking member of the cat family. He is called the Jaguar Undi Cat, or Ira. Sometimes he is dressed in dull gray and sometimes in rusty red. His body is shaped more like that of Little Joe Otter than of anyone else, and he has short legs and a long tail. He is a little larger than Little Joe, and his head is rather small and somewhat flattened, not so round as the heads of most of the other members of the cat family. He likes to be in the vicinity of water and is a good swimmer. Not very much is known by man about his habits, but he is a true cat, and the habits of all cats are much the same. End of chapter 30. This recording by Jamie Wilking, Chabance, Illinois, June 14th, 2007.